And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio someone who has not been here before, Sam Dingus, who's now the new director of the Palmer Museum of History and Art. Welcome. When did you start?
Started right in mid-February, so just about 3 weeks ago.
Okay. And is this something you have been thinking about doing since you were very young?
Well, I don't know about that. I knew I liked libraries and that I liked museums, and I have been lucky enough to been working in them pretty much since I graduated. So it's definitely a career or an angle I was going for career-wise. But.
Okay. And what kind of background do you bring to the job?
Well, I did, I've graduated with my degree in history from University of Alaska Southeast. Started out with museums at the Anchorage Museum, working down in the archives there. From there, I moved on to the UAA Library. So worked with the library and archives there some. Spent some time over at the Wasilla Museum helping out there. Have worked at the Palmer Library, and now I'm here.
Okay. So it sounds like you have an understanding of what it means to have a museum such as ours.
I hope so, yeah.
Okay. And the Palmer Museum of History and Art has been in existence and been evolving for a number of years. And my impression, it's become a far more prominent part of the city of Palmer's cultural center.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay. So do you have, as you look at it, I would think that it would take a little while for you to get a sense of, okay, what's this about and where you would move it, what direction you would go. I know there's a board of directors that has ideas about that. What's your first impression in terms of both the way it is at the present time and where you see it going in the near future?
Well, I have to say I was pretty impressed coming in. And there's a very solid board involved, and the staff there are also very solid. It could have been a lot of things, but it was much better than I think I could have hoped for. There's a good team there. I think they really care about Palmer and about its history and about getting that out into the community in a very involved way. So I think we're in pretty good shape.
I know that the Palmer Museum of History and Art has what I would observe to be two times. There's the winter time when you are open, and then there is the summertime when, as we all know, there's considerable activity that begins everywhere. Mm. So at the present time, what are the hours of the museum?
You can come visit us from Wednesday to Friday from 10 to 5. Anytime in there, we will be open. We might be in the back, so it might take us a minute to come out, but you can come on by, and we will do what we can for you.
Okay. And I've noticed, even it being winter, that there have been a few large vehicles that have pulled up to that place. Do you see any buses, for example, now, or what happens there?
We haven't had any tours offload. I think some of the drivers are training right now. So they pull right up to the museum, and they sit out there for a few minutes, and then they keep going. But in the summer, we definitely have buses, especially on the weekend, come and unload quite a few people who want to learn about Palmer.
Okay. Now, you're here at a propitious time, one might say, because I know what the museum board has been long looking at, ways to deal with expansion of the museum. Have you had a chance to get any sense of when and how that might all occur?
That is, expansion is probably still a little bit of a ways off for us. We're kind of working on getting our feet under us a bit. We've expanded a lot, especially under Selena, and we're still trying to get a grasp of how we can sustainably deal with that. As far as moving into another building, that's probably at least a couple of years off yet. We are expanding in a couple of other ways, though.
Okay.
Right now, we've got our collections managers heading up a photo project. So we've got all these great images and stuff that people have brought to the museum over the years, but they're not really accessible. There's not really a great way for researchers or the public to interface with that. So one area of expansion that we're looking at is to expand online into the digital realm. So we're looking at partnering with the Alaska Digital Library, or maybe working with our own, or the Alaska Digital Archives, sorry, or working with our own thing to get a lot of these images online or in a database format that would be accessible. So it might not be a physical expansion of the building, but we are looking at ways to expand our services and make our collection more available.
Okay. So at the present time, if someone were to go to the Palmer Museum of History and Art building and come in, what would they see?
So you would see, if you walk in the door over on your left, is our permanent exhibit and display. We've got a little bit on the tribes that were here before, and then we've got kind of basic overview of before the colony, and then a lot of the rest of it is about the colony. So you'd see the display for that. Straight ahead, you'd see us setting up for our next temporary exhibit, which is going to be Beyond the Classroom. It is going to feature art from different high school students across the valley. So we're still setting up for that, but third week of March, it'll be great. And then on the right, you'll see our visitor center and gift shop, which provides revenue for the museum and also kind of gives us a way to, take local crafters and businesses and make sure that they are very prominently promoted right away to visitors that come into the town.
Okay, now what I also know is that the museum has been a venue for a whole range of different events. Your prominent location when the larger days, whether it's Colony Christmas or any of those other celebrations occur. I know you've mentioned that the student art will be on display there. Are there any other events that listeners should be aware of coming up in the next month or two?
Oh, there are. So on April 14th, here at the depot, we're going to be having another one of our Untold Stories events. So this one will be featuring the theme of surviving this year, and those have been a great draw in the past. Great way to get these stories out in the community, and we appreciate Radio Free Palmer's help
right.
in promoting that. So that's going to be on April 14th at the depot. And then coming up after that, we've got our annual celebration and membership drive, and that's on May 5th, and that should be, I believe that'll also be at the depot this year. So it's a great opportunity to come in, kind of find out what the museum's going to be doing for the year, maybe find out what being a member can do for you, and also it'll be a way for people to experience our walking tour for the first time. We're going to be doing an audio tour of the historic district of Palmer, so it'll be a great opportunity to come in, take that, and give us some feedback.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you for referencing the Untold Stories. We had a great opportunity during the last event over at the Palmer Depot to try out our new equipment, our Mevo camera, and of course, listeners can go to our website, and there's a reference there, and you can actually go off and take a listen and a watching, since we have video of those five people who presented their stories, and we've gotten some pretty good reaction from that, and we hope to do the same thing in the subsequent Untold Story events. So as we're finishing up here, Sam, I'm curious, now that you've had a little bit of time at the museum, what would you say you have discovered that you were not fully prepared for, in the sense that when anyone takes a new job, there's always something. They say, oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things, I think, that that I haven't done before. And so it's a great opportunity to try new things. I got to put together a budget for the first time. I've done budgets before, but never, an all-encompassing institutional one. And managing people is a whole nother thing. I've been a supervisor before, but it's an interesting career shift to move from, the supervisee to the one making the decisions. So it's been interesting, but I think it'll be very rewarding.
Okay. We have about a minute left. Any last comments for listeners before we finish up?
Just want to say thank you again to Radio Free Palmer. Really appreciate the support that you guys put out for us. And please do come by and visit us at the museum. I know it's the winter, but we do have we have stuff going on there. And we'd really love to have you in, and really love to hear if you have ideas of ways that we can engage the community better. If there's anything we can do to serve you better, please come on in. My door is always open.
Okay. Thank you, Sam Dengus, for coming in for a little bit of inside the city information about the Palmer Museum of History and Art.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.